in God, wherever I may be.
Please be seated.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩惠啊，让我们能够再一次的啊，以一个感谢虔诚的心啊，一起来做星期五晚上啊安息日的聚会。
And we give thanks to God with a very godly and fearful heart when we come once again on Friday night to observe the Holy Sabbath.
在正道之前，我们来献上我们的感谢祷告，求主耶稣祝福晚上的聚会。
Prior to the service, I want to offer our a sincere prayer and ask the Lord to lead our service.
我们现在一起祷告。
So kneel down and pray.
1月31号，我跟英国的陈天球传道，我们到达非洲的加纳。
On January 11th,
31号。
I'm sorry, January 31st, the pastor Chen from UK and myself, we arrived at Ghana, Africa.
那我们到3月2号离开加纳。
And until March the 2nd, then we depart from Ghana once again.
那在这段期间非常感谢弟兄姐妹为我们的带导。
And during this period of time, I'd like to give thanks to all of the brothers and sisters who prayed for us.
所以我们能够完成徽州施工小组所计划所指定的一些圣工。
Therefore, we are able to complete some of the plans that has been established by the African team, ministry team.
这个陈天球传道，他是徽州施工小组的召集人。
And Pastor TK, Pastor TK, he is the coordinator of the African ministry.
所以这一次的工作主要是寻募跟案例几位当地的工人。
And so the main purpose of this purpose of the trip is to pastor the church and also ordain some ministers.
所以加纳总共有五个教区所以我们五个教区都走过一遍。
And so in Ghana, the country of Ghana, there are five districts. Therefore, we have been through all of the districts.
所以去了十一个教会跟七个聚会点。
And so we went to 11 churches and seven places of worship.
那还有一个新开拓的点就是加纳隔壁的那个国家多哥 Togo 有一个新开拓的聚会点。
And also we went to a new place of worship in the next country next to Ghana, Togo.
我是第一次去徽州。
And this is my first time I've been to Africa.
那这个陈天球传道呢，这是他第十四年去这个加纳。
And then for Pastor TK, this was his 14th year in Africa.
但是这一次对他来讲呢，在加纳有一些事情对他来讲也是新的。
However, there are some new things to Pastor TK as well.
就是他们的这个钱币币值这个从大概半年前这个改换他们的币值。
And that is they changed their currency starting from last year.
那还有呢这个他们当然也受了这个石油涨价的这个影响所以物价也是有一些的涨价波动。
And therefore, since they've also been affected by the oil, the increase in price of oil, therefore, some of their material costs also went up.
比如说去买木瓜的时候，说一个木瓜多少钱
？And for example, we want to try to buy papaya. We ask how much it is.
这个卖的人呢，他还是用旧的币值。
And so the seller still uses the old currency.
他说一个木瓜五千。
And so he said it's 5,000.
意思就是现在是 50 peso, 就是大概美金五十 cent.
And so that is to say 50 peso in their currency now, that is to say 50 cents in the US dollar.
坐车的时候他说二十千。
And so when we go to ride in a bus, they said it costs 20,000.
意思就是to New Ghana CD, 就大概美金两块钱。
To New Ghana CD, which is $2.
有一个教会说他们买了一块土地八百万。
And there's a church that purchased a piece of land that costs $8 million.
那就是现在的八百块New Ghana CD.
And that is $800 New Ghana CD.
那大概就是美金八百块。
Which is to say about $800 US.
那对一个很少人去的地方，面对着一个很少人接触的族群。
And so to the place where rarely anybody goes, and to a place where they did not come in contact with anybody.
所以大家一定会很好奇的问。你有什么感想？
Therefore, people will ask me this: that what kind of reflections do I have?
没有去之前呢，也这个多多少少听了一些有关徽州的事情。
Prior to my going, I have heard many things regarding Africa.
在那边吃了第一餐之后呢，我就知道说我不会瘦。
After the first meal, I ate there. I understand that I will not grow thinner.
那不会瘦着回来，好像没有去过徽州。
And if I do not grow thinner and I return, it will seem as if I have never been to Africa.
那我就想说，不然把它晒得黑一点。
Then I thought that, then fine, then I'll try to get darker.
哦，但是再怎么晒哈，跟当地人比起来，我都是白的。
But does not matter how much sun I get, I'm still white compared to those people there.
哦，那事实上我好像也没有变得很特别的黑的哈，这样子。
And it's true that I'm not really that much darker.
哦，那大概。差不多三十天哦，你说要真的了解他们吗？很难讲。
And so in 30 days, if we were to say to truly understand them, it is difficult to say.
哦，不过也真的是这个接触了他们很多的哈，很多的人哈，那也真的是在他们当中生活。
But it's true that we have come in contact with many of them, and also we also live together with them.
哦，因为我们的教会哈。没有汽车，也没有摩托车。
For in all of the churches, there are no motorcycles nor cars.
哦，所以我们啊都是坐当地的交通工具哈、哦，大众交通工具或者计程车。
So we need to take the public transportation or sometimes the taxi.
哦，所以是真的生活在他们的当中。
And so it's true that we have to live together with those people.
那我也是回来之后尝试着想一下，说我有什么感想。
And as I return, I try to think about what kind of reflections did I have.
有一句标语呢，我想用这一个标语来做感想，应该是很恰当。
And so there's this saying that, and if I use this, it would be very appropriate.
基本上他们应该很大部分、大多数的人哈、是基督徒。
And so basically, majority of the people are Christians.
哦，虽然也有回教徒啊，也有少部分的人还有他们的民间的信仰。
Even though there are some Muslims and then some Muslims and then there are some other people who believe in their own local religion.
哦，那为什么会说这个基督徒应该是多数呢？
And then, so why do I say that the majority of the people are Christians?
哦，因为到处他们的商店啊、车子啊，都会有一些标语，那些标语都是跟圣经有关的。
Because in their stores, in their shops, there are always these, they post these sayings, and all these sayings has to do with the Bible.
哦，所以你到处都会可以看到这个以马内利啦，神就是爱啦，神爱世人。
And so often we will see Emmanuel, that or God is love, or God is a savior of the mankind.
那有一次我看到有一个地方，它是就写着我的题目哈，我虽然是黑啊，却是秀美。
And then there's one time I discovered this words which is my topic tonight. That is, I am dark but lovely.
啊，其实这个也是圣经里头的话。
And this is also the phrase in the Bible.
哦，当别人对我们不认识的时候，我们也很愿意说怎样来表达我是怎样的人。
When other people do not know us, we like to explain to them what kind of person we are.
啊，我不记得说这个是在哪一个场合之下看到这样的一个标语啊，但是啊，我印象很深刻。
I already forgotten where I saw this phrase, but this phrase had a deep impression in me.
啊，我想这是他们想要表达说我们是怎样的人，怎样的情形。
And so I believe that this is how they try to express how they are and who they are.
哦，那我也愿意承认说啊，他们是这样子的。
And also I like to truly recognize that they are really like this.
啊，尤其跟我们的弟兄姐妹相处之后呢，啊，更有这种感受更深。
Especially when we come in contact with our brothers and sisters in the church, this kind of feeling grows deeper.
哦，他们虽啊、哦，我们虽然是黑啊，但是是秀美的。
I say, even though we are dark, but we are lovely.
对一般的老百姓来讲，应该哈、啊、有很多人真的是这样子。
And to the common people, they're truly like this.
举一个例子来讲。
For example,
有一次我们搭计程车。
And one time we are taking a taxi.
因为有一些地方这个你用走路的要走很久，那也没有大众的车子进去，所以你必须要 搭计程车。
Because there are some places, it will take a long time to get there, and there is no public transportation, so you have to take a taxi.
那这个计程车载你去那边可一定通常不会有人会搭他的车再出来。
And so if we were to take that taxi to take us there, normally there won't be anybody who would take his car back.
那
going back.
那所以这个价钱就要先谈一谈。
And so of course you have to negotiate the pricing with him.
那有时候也要约他们说，我们大概会在这里几个小时希望你几个小时之后回来载我们。
And sometimes we have to tell them that we'll be here for how many hours, and after that, if you can come back and take us back.
有一次呢，这个我们就搭计程车回到我们住的地方。
And so one time, as we were taking the taxi going back to the place where we stay.
那是一个我们那一次是住在 motel。
And that time we were living in a motel.
那下车的时候呢，这个不晓得上车价钱没有谈好，还是他要多要钱。
We have forgotten whether we did not really first negotiate with him, or that person just wanted more money.
那这个陈天球团道呢，他就在那边跟他讨价还价。
And so Pastor TK was trying to, was going back and forth with that taxi driver.
那其实这种情形也常常发生。
And it's true that this kind of situation often happens.
因为他去了14年，所以那个价钱什么他都很清楚。
And since he's been there 14 years, therefore he understands what the price should be.
但是他常常忘了说，最近很多的物价都上涨了。
But often he had forgotten that there's inflation that's occurring in the recent times.
那有时候真的是这个不到美金50 cent.
Sometimes even though it's not even 50 cents US dollars.
我后来发现说其实就是不到50 cent, 所以我总是觉得很不好意思，我就闪到旁边去。
And since I feel that the price is not even 50 cents, so I feel very embarrassed, so I'll just go away and not be involved.
但是一方面我也很感动。
But on the other hand, I'm very touched as well.
这个陈传道，他真的因为所用的钱都是弟兄姐妹的奉献虽然这么小的钱呢，他也是真的是很忠心的在用这个弟兄姐妹的奉献。
Since all of the expenditure are from the offering of brothers and sisters, therefore Pastor TK really tried to utilize to the utmost all of the money.
那我只是听到说他们在那边这个好像有点争吵。
And so I just heard that there's a little bit of arguments between them.
那我想大概是这个 TK 。他英文比较好，所以声音也比较大，也讲比较多，所以他赢了。
So I believe that Pastor TK has a better command of the English, and he speaks louder, and therefore he won.
那我就这个瞄到说，那个计程车司机一副很不高兴的拿了钱然后走了。
And so I then discovered that taxi driver wasn't very happy, taking the money, and he left.
那走了之后，我才想到说，我们那个创客里头有那个离开那个聚会点那个信徒给我们的两个凤梨，还有一些香蕉。
And then I remember that in the trunk, there's two pineapples and also some bananas. The members gave us prior to our departure.
因为我什么都不懂所以通常我就是留意说我们带了几个背包行李带了多少东西注意有没有拿下来。
And so this is my first time, therefore what my duty I thought is to remember all of the bags we have, how many luggages we have, and make sure we take care of all these.
我就对旁边那个回收工人说，哎呀，糟糕，我们这个那个东西忘了。
And so then I told the coworker, the African coworker next to me, that we have forgotten those things.
那我就很肯定的说，因为我看那个司机很生气，我说那大概他不会拿回来。
And since the taxi driver, so I thought that he was so angry, so I thought that he probably would not come back and return our things.
但是大概过了两个小时之后
about 2 hours later,
这个回收工人他跟我讲，他说那个 driver 把我们的东西送回来了。
And that African coworker told us that that taxi driver drove back and returned our things.
哦，你可以想象到他在讲这一句话的时候是很，哦，这个很得意的哈，哦，看我们的人这么的好。
And so when he was saying this, he was actually quite proud to express that, see how wonderful and how honest our people are.
啊，真的哈，是啊，我虽然黑啊，但是是秀美的。
So it's true that even though I'm dark, but I'm lovely.
那我想这也是我们每一个啊，我们每一个基督徒啊，我们所应该去追求的。
And so this is also something as Christian, all of us need to pursue after.
啊，请我们看雅歌第一章。
Let's turn to the Song of Songs, chapter 1.
雅歌第一章第五节。
The Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
啊，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑啊，却是秀美，如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。第六节。
Verse 6.
不要因为日头把我晒黑了，就轻看我。我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。其实啊，这一句话呢，就是从雅歌啊第一章的第五节、第六节所摘录出来的。
And so this phrase is really taken from Song of Solomon verses 5 and 6.
这个其实雅歌我们很少去看。
And we really return to this book, the Song of Solomon.
我想我的皮肤如果是黑的话，那我对这一句话应该也会很感动。
And I think that if my skin is dark and I've read this verse, I would be touched.
所以他们会把这句话啊，这个把它特别标榜出来，啊，我想是很有它的理由的。
And I think that they use this phrase, especially really does have their own meaning.
这个黑啊，通常都是这个。指着比较负面的。
And usually darkness or dark refers to the negatives.
所以这个黑跟这个秀美呢，是一个对比。
So dark compared to lovely, it is a contrast.
所以这个基达的帐篷跟这个所罗门的幔子，这个应该也是也很可能是对比的。
And so the tents of Kedar and the curtains of Solomon, this is probably a very drastic contrast as well.
从这两节经节可以也看到说这个黑啊，它是有原因的。
So from these two verses, we see that the reason why she is dark, there is a reason.
是因为日头的晒。
It is because of the sun.
还有呢，就是被逼迫。
And that the persecution that comes to her.
有时候我们会在一个好像没有办法抗拒的这种大环境里头。
Sometimes we live in an environment that it seems that we cannot withstand we cannot withstand that great environment.
所以我们这个从古到今天我们看到这些拜真正拜神的人，这些古圣徒。常常是这个情形。
So oftentimes from the Old Testament, all of the ancient saints, we discover they are often in this kind of situation.
你只是一小点，那你在一个大环境里头，所看到的就是大环境的那个颜色或那个样子。
Those people were only but a speck of a point, and they're in that big environment and under that big color.Scheme, you cannot notice that speck.
所以当我们说挪亚的世代
，So we say in the generation of Noah.
那就圣经里头所讲的，就是他们所想的都是恶。
So the Bible says that whatever they think about are evil.
那他们所做的呢？也都是恶。
And all of the things that they do are evil.
当我们讲到士师时代
，And when we talked about the period of the judges.
那个士师时代这个百姓呢是没有王他们每一个人任意而为。
And that there's no king, and everyone does what he please.
当我们讲到这个北朝以色列
，When we talk about the Northern Kingdom Israel,
我们所想到的就是他们拜这个 第一代的王所立的这个金牛犊。
What we remember is that they worship the golden calf established by the first king.
那我们看到这些小先知书的时候呢，我们看到说，这个当时的一些祭司呢，把百姓带领走在错误的道路上面。
And when we read the minor prophets, we discover that the priests of their generation had led the people onto the wrong path.
所以你看到那整个大环境的时候呢，你所看到的就是黑色的。
So when we look at the big environment, what we discover are just darkness.
但是却有一些的少数。
However, there are these very minorities.
所以雅歌一章第五节他说，我虽然黑，是少数的，是单数。
And so here's verse 5, that I'm dark. This is a singular, only one.
所以在很多的世代里头，总是有少数的，真正拜神的人，神的百姓。
So in all generations, there are some very few people who are the true worshippers of God.
我们请参考路加福音十二章。
Turn to Gospel Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章三十二节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 32.
主耶稣说：“你们这小群，不要惧怕啊，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。”在这里，主耶稣对这个门徒的勉励也是说，你们这一小群。
And so the encouragement from Lord Jesus to the disciples are saying, "You little flock."
但是很重要的就是，虽然是少，但是呢，要有那个信心，要有那个勇气来当少数的人。
So even though we are few in a number of few, but we need to have the courage and the faith to become to be the few.
要有那个信心，有那个勇气。来坚持对的事情，纯正的信仰。
We need to have the faith and the courage, to insist upon what is right, and upon our faith.
所以在挪亚的世代里头，挪亚在神的眼中是义人。
Therefore, in the generation of Noah, in the eyes of God, Noah was a righteous person.
当神要挪亚建造方舟的时候，挪亚更是少数孤单。
When God wanted Noah to build the ark, he was alone and very lonely.
但是他很有信心，很勇敢的来当这个少数。
But he with great courage and great faith, he was able to be the number of few.
而且也来坚持他的信仰。
And that he was able to insist upon his faith.
请我们参考彼得后书第二章。
Turn to Second Peter,
彼得后书第二章
Second Peter chapter 2
第二章第五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。这里说这个挪亚不但建造方舟，而且他还传义道。
And here it says not only he built the ark, but he also preached the warning.
这个建造那个方舟是用应该是花了相当长的时间。
So in building the ark, they probably have spent a great number of years.
他坚持他对神的信仰。
He insisted upon his faith towards God.
请我们再看民数记十四章。
Turn to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
第六节
Verse 6
归但地的人中嫩的儿子耶稣亚和耶伯尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服第七节
Verse 7
对以色列会众说我们所归探经过之地是极美之地第八节
Verse 8
主若喜悦我们就必将我们领进那地把地赐给我们那地原是流奶以蜜之地第九节
Verse 9
但你们不可背叛主也不要怕那地的饥民因为他们是我们的食物并且应聘他们的已经离开他们，有主与我们同在，不要怕他们。第十节。
Verse 10。
但前会众说拿石头打死他们二人。忽然主的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。这里提到这个十二个探子。
Yeah, here talks about the 12 spies.
那十二个人当中只有两个人 加勒跟耶稣亚、啊、他们是、啊、这个很勇、啊、有信心、啊、又勇敢的。
And so among the 12, only two、who had great faith and they were also very courageous、
啊、十个比两个他们是少数。
So 10 versus 2, they are in the minority、
啊、演变到后来呢是全会众比两个。
And until the end, it was the whole congregation against them too、
啊、但是他们还是一样有信心勇敢的坚持相信神给他们的应许。
But they still have good faith and good courage and they continue to insist on the promise、that God has given them、
哦、外在上来看两个人在全会众当中等于是没有。
And、superficially we see those two people、in the whole congregation they really amounts to nothing、
哦、所以当用用当我们这样来看那个会众的时候全部都是黑的。
And so as we look at the congregation、they are all dark、
啊、但是这两个人他们也可以说我们虽然黑但是是秀美的。
But these two people can also claim that though I'm dark but I'm lovely。
当扫罗跟非利士人征战的时候
And when Saul was fighting with the Philistines、
啊、他们遇到这个非利士人的勇士哥利亚。
And they met this great warrior Goliath of Philistine.
当时没有人敢去接受哥利亚的挑战。
And no one dared to accept the challenge from Goliath.
这个大卫来到他们的当中。
But as David came to the camp,
大卫不是这个扫罗军队里头的军人。
And David was not even a soldier in the among the soldiers of Saul.
他只是一个牧羊的孩童。
He is only but a shepherd boy.
应该是少年人。
He was a very young shepherd.
但是他听了这个哥利亚的这个挑战，这个咒骂，他忍受不住。
But as he heard about the cries of this Goliath, he could not stand it.
怎么能够让这个外邦人这样来羞辱神的名？
How can you allow this Gentile to defile the name of God.
所以他就来打听这个哥利亚的情形，到底是怎样的，到底是怎么一回事。
He tried to find out what is the situation with Goliath.
那在扫罗的这些军队里头呢，这个大卫变得是很少，是少数的，是突出的。
And from the looking at the army of Saul, we can see that David is very small and very unique.
别人应该对大卫也是有意见的。
And other people might have opinions towards David.
你是什么人？你来谈论关心这一件事情。
Now, who are you that you dare to even care about and talk about this thing?
但大卫的哥哥呢，就因为是弟弟，所以他就很直截了当的就来责备大卫。
And the brothers, the older brothers of David, very directly rebuke David.
那其实大卫他是存着真心来这个爱神，爱看重神的名。
But David truly he loves God and he uses loving heart of concern to look at the people of God.
但是他的哥哥却对他有很大的有很大的误会。
However, his older brothers has this great misunderstanding about him.
他的哥哥却对他有很大的这种偏见。
And his own brothers has this great misconception about David.
这个所谓的多数常常会把这个少数把他掩盖过去。
So many times the majority will often overcome the minority.
那信仰的伟大就是在这个所谓的多数里头的能够有信心勇敢的来坚持对的。
And so the greatness of one's faith is to be able to stand up and stand firm even though when they're amongst the many.
所以这种所谓的压力逼迫常常会是有的。
So oftentimes the pressure or the persecution will often come.
我们请参考历代志下十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Second Chronicles chapter 18 verse 12.
十二节，那去招米该亚的使者对米该亚说，众先知一口同音的都向王说吉言，你不如与我们，不如与他们说一样的话，也说吉言。十三节
，Verse 13，
米该亚说，我指着永生的主起誓，我的神说什么，我就说什么。啊，这里有人在游说这个啊，这个先知米该亚。
And so some a messenger came to persuade Micaiah.
啊，说你要把这个环境看得清楚一点。
And that you have to see clearly what situation you're in.
啊，现在众人都是对王说好话。
Now that you see everyone speaks encouragement to the king.
啊，所以你也应该跟我们大家说同样的话。
Therefore, you need to say the same words like all of them.
啊，这个啊，环境呢啊，总是想要让少数的人能够妥协。
And so the environment will always cause the minority to compromise.
大家都说一样的话，只有一个人不说相同的话。
Everyone speak of the same thing, only one will not do so.
这个一个人比所有的人等于是好像没有。
So one against so many, that one really is nothing.
但是伟大就在这里。
But this is the greatness.
人看起来是黑的，其实是有人他是秀美的。
Though some people see that as dark, but some will see it as lovely.
主耶稣在传道的时候，这样的情形也是有。
And Lord Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, this also had happened.
当在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣在谈到这个有关圣餐的这个事情的时候
，And John chapter 6, as Lord Jesus Christ talks about the Holy Communion，
很多人听不懂，没有办法接受。
There are so many people who could not understand and would not accept。
所以呢，众人就离开了。
So many people, the multitude, left the Lord。
主耶稣问门徒说：“众人都离开了，你们不离开吗
？”So Jesus asked the disciples that everyone has left。Are you going to leave?
彼得说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And Peter answered that you have the eternal life, and whom shall we follow?
真的，虽然是黑，但是是秀美的。
So it's true that though I'm dark, but I'm lovely.
那当然，这句话也在提醒我们这个，这个外表跟内在。
And so this phrase also reminds us of our outwardness and versus the inward person.
这个外在总是让人觉得比较实在。
The outer appearance often is more practical.
因为外在总是比较容易看得见摸得着。
Because it's easier for us to see the appearance of someone or to touch it.
那个内在常常是被人忽略的。
And that inner being often is neglected.
但是神他所看的所看的不但是看到外表，更是看到内在。
But what God sees is not only our appearance, He will also see into the inner being.
这也就是为什么我们可以很有信心、很勇敢的来做少数。
Therefore, this is also why we can have this faith and can have great courage, to be the few.
请看撒母记上十六章。
Turn to First Samuel chapter 16.
撒母记上十六章。第七节。
First Samuel chapter 16, verse 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为主不像人看人，人是看外貌，主神是看内心。”这个是神对先知撒母耳所说的话。
And so this is the words of God spoken to the prophet Samuel.
看外表常常是人最大的弱点之一。
To look at the outer appearance, it is a weakness of a human being.
所以在这里，撒母耳也有这样的弱点。
And so Prophet Samuel also had this weakness.
所以神才提醒他说，这个神呢，不像人看外貌，神看人的内心。
And so God reminded him that God does not look at the outer appearance, but into the heart of man.
所以在路加福音十八章，主耶稣讲了。祷告的比喻。
And so in Gospel Luke chapter 18, when Jesus made a parable about prayer.
从这个税吏跟 法利赛人的祷告。
From the prayer of the tax collector versus that of the Pharisee.
哦，外在上来看，税吏就是个罪人。
So outwardly, when we look at them, the tax collector, he is a sinner.
啊，但是当他们祷告之后，啊，主耶稣说这个税吏倒比法利赛人还要啊还要有义。
But after their prayers, Lord Jesus Christ said that this tax collector is more righteous than a Pharisee.
哦，所以虽然他是黑的，但是他是秀美的。
So even though he is dark, but he is lovely.
啊，因为他有那个真正在神面前认罪悔改的心。
Because he has a true heart of repentance before God.
哦，所以我虽然黑，却是秀美的。
Therefore, I am dark, but I am lovely.
啊，这在这给我们的啊信仰跟生活有很好的提醒。
This will give us great reminders about our own faith and also our own lives.
哦，对道德方面，我们要有那一种信心跟勇气。
And in terms of our virtues or moral values, we have to have that courage.
哦。在很多的道德标准上，我们很可能成为是少数或者异类。
Under a lot of the standards of the world, we may become a minority or the one that is seemingly strange.
啊，但是我们应该很羡慕约瑟所说的：“我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？”
But we have to admire what Joseph has said before, that how can I do such a great sin against God?
啊，在信仰上，我们也要有这样的信心跟勇气。
And therefore, in our faith, we need to have this kind of faith and courage.
哦，就好像路德，他很执意的要跟随拿俄米回到犹大地。
Just as Ruth, she insisted on following Naomi back to Bethlehem.
哦，虽然前途不知道啊，甚至可以预知啊，是很坎坷的。
Even though she could have predicted that the life would not be comfortable or not would be difficult.
哦，但是他说：“你的国就是我的国，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
But he said that your kingdom shall be my kingdom, and your God will be my God.
好像这个使徒时代，当彼得、约翰他们被抓拿到公会面前的时候
，just as in a apostolic time, when Peter and John they were brought before the Sanhedrin,
啊，他们坚持着主耶稣基督是那一位独一的救主。
They insisted that Lord Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah.
哦，他们说我们所听见、我们所看见的，我们不能不说。
They said that what we have witnessed, what we have heard, we cannot stop witnessing for it.
哦，是顺从人还是顺从神？要紧呢，你们自己衡量吧。
Whether to obey God or obey man, which one is more important? You be the judge.
在信仰上有信心，有勇气。
So in faith, need to have faith, and courage.
我们一起唱诗156首。
And let's sing hymn number 156.
When he taketh, ye Lord, be my
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢主耶稣哈，在许许多多的地方啊，真的有很多真耶稣教会的信徒啊，都是非常啊认真的啊，在追求信仰，在持守信仰。
And we give thanks to God that in many different places, the members in the True Jesus Church, they are all truly pursuing after their faith.
啊，这真的是啊，这个完以圣灵所设立的。这个主耶稣的教会。
This is truly the church established by the latter rain, by the Spirit of God.
啊，所以我们在每个地方啊，我们总是啊会面临到许多的这种挑战，属灵的征战。
And so in many different places, we'll face these spiritual battles and challenges.
啊，虽然所遇到的事情可能不一样啊，但是那本质啊，就是属灵征战是一样的。
Even though we may face different situations, but the essence is the same. It's a spiritual battle.
啊，所以常常我们会真的是少数。
And so oftentimes we'll fall into the minority.
啊，在整个大环境之下啊，我们虽然是黑啊，但是却是秀美的。
In the big environment, though we are dark, but we are lovely.
啊，因为我们本来不是要啊，我们这个黑是因为太阳晒黑的，因为是被逼迫的。
And we're dark because of the sun. It is because we're persecuted.
啊，但是只要我们愿意坚持。
But as long as we are willing to insist.
啊，我们会显出那个秀美来。
We'll be able to show our beauty.
啊，所以我们也常常为自己啊，为各地方的弟兄姐妹，大家彼此代祷。
So let us pray for ourselves and also many of the brothers and sisters in the other areas.
这个属灵征战得胜才能够才真的是秀美的。
And if we can be victorious in a spiritual battle, then only then can we be truly lovely.
我们现在来做结束的祷告。
Let us now make the final prayer.
我们为明天的诗歌布道代祷。
Especially pray for the hymnal evangelical service for tomorrow night.
我们也为即将来临的灵恩布道会代祷。
We also pray for the spiritual convocation that is about to come.
我们同心祷告。
So kneel down and pray.